Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
This is Fujiwara. You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Fujiwara, all the way from Killdevil Hills, North Carolina, and a track called what they've described as effed up situation, but it's quite clearly fucked up situation. And as you can hear from my voice, I've got a bit of a fucked up situation myself. But before we discuss that, what is Fujiwara's Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/Fujiwara.
No, facebook.com/Fujiwara Punk Rock. Absolutely brilliant band. Top bit of punk rock. We'll be playing more in future weeks. That is off their latest album. Check them out. Now, I've got a fucked up situation, Tony. I've managed to smash all of my front teeth out.
I've now
got a denture. So I've now got false teeth. And when I went to... It happened last week. Happened last Wednesday night. Thursday morning. Phoned up the dentist. And I said, look, I really need to come and see you. I've smashed out all my front teeth. And went to see him, and he went, oh, that isn't good. I went, yeah. So we decided what he was going to do to as best fix the situation as possible.
Hmm.
And he decided, and we worked out the price, we worked out the date, and we worked out the time. And can you believe that for someone who was lacking front teeth... It was £222.50 on Tuesday at 2:30. You couldn't make it up.
Oh dear.
So I spent the whole weekend without any teeth, and then I got my denture fitted today, and I don't know. I mean, a couple of people have seen it and being very kind and flattering, going, "Oh, it looks really good." But I just think I look like Jurgen Klopp, the new Liverpool manager.
Right.
Or perhaps Dick Emery. Anyway, I've got new teeth, Tone.
Yeah. It's always weird at the start, though, isn't it? Anything that's messing with your mouth.
I may get used to them, I may not. Yeah. I have to take them out at night, you know. I have to take my dentures out at night, you know. It's brilliant. They say, because all the cliches are there, I've got to put them in a glass of water by the side of the bed. It's perfect. This is normally the section where we have a joke. Don't really need one this week. Just listen to me. So if I sound a little bit weird on this week's show, you know why.
Yeah.
It's because I've managed to get my teeth smashed out and I've got falsies. So anyway, you might have to do a bit more talking. All right.
Yeah.
If that's all right. Yeah. Just mumble and leave me to it. Watch me fall. Here's another band. All right, Tone. A band called the Manic Shine. Rather liking this. Track from their latest album. The track's called Orbit. The Manic Shine are from a combination of London and Scotland, all mixed up. I'm going to find, as this show goes on, various things I just cannot say. What is the Manic Shine's website?
TheManicShine.com.
It is. It's Tony One, probably the Internet One, and this is Orbit. We'll be right back. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a really, really good bit of heavy rock and roll, I'd call that track. The Manic Shine have got an album. The album's out. Almost every track is almost a different, slightly different genre or different take on heavy rock, heavy metal, and that one was my favourite one. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
Tony, I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Thank you to the Boyles.
Yes, thank you,
so
Boyles.
What have we got?
Right, so... Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like the page, do leave us a comment, do get in touch. That's what it's there for. Give us a bit of feedback. Just say hello if you like. Just do get in touch. We'd like to hear from you. Two this week. One in response to last week's show. It was a photo I put up. So as previously mentioned, we're behind Snow Patrol on the iTunes podcast chart.
It's disgraceful.
Which is incredibly screwed up, seeing that I think, not because I've not listened to it, but I suspect the Snow Patrol podcast is something that was recorded many years ago and is never updated, which is even worse. So Tommy Max been in touch to say Snow Patrol, no, Patrol more like. I think that's Tommy from Ipswich, who's a long time listener.
May well be.
Thanks.
Hello,
for that, Tommy.
We've known him since he was this big.
We have. I have noticed that there have been some iTunes reviews coming in. So next week I'll read some out. So do keep them coming in.
We've had
at least a handful. So thank you for that. And we have moved above Snow Patrol now.
Oh, we're above Snow Patrol.
We are now, yeah.
And will you be revealing all next week?
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yes, give it a week to catch up a little bit more and see where we stand.
Yeah, brilliant.
One more comment from Ron Carr, who says, howdy guys, I have started a playlist on Spotify of songs that you have featured on your show. So far, I've only made it through those listed on your site from 2007 and most 2008. I have a long ways to go since you have played so many great songs over the years. The link is tinyurl.com/punkyradio. If you want to share it with others, or if you don't want your work shared like that, I can take it down. Keep up the great work. I love the show.
No, I just said go for it, yeah.
Yeah, of course we don't care. Go for it.
Let's get as many people as possible listening to Punky Radio's Punky Music from Punkland. FC.
I think on Spotify you have to pay to listen anyway. You have to have an account or a free account. So just
go for
it.
Well, you have a free account, can't you?
You have a free account, trial account, I believe.
I had a pay account with Spotify that it took me ages for them to accept that I didn't want it anymore. They really pissed me off.
Right.
So beware the accounts you pay for.
Mm.
Free ones just have the odd advert on, don't they, or something?
Yeah, I'm not sure with Spotify. I always assume it's kind of a Netflix for songs kind of service. Either you pay a standard rate and you just listen to what you want. But no, you go for it. If anybody wants to share anything like that, it's fine. Anything we can do to help, let us know.
Yeah, yeah. It helps the bands, that's what we're for.
Yeah, we don't
care. He said, whistling through his new teeth.
Shouldn't laugh. Yes, so thank you for that one. Do check that out. So it's tinyurl.com/punkyradio. The link is on our Facebook page, so do check that out if you are on Spotify or you want to check it out, of course.
Oh, have you put a link on our Facebook page as well?
No, well, he's posted it on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Alternatively, you can always go back to our shows. As mentioned, go to punkyradio.com. All the shows back to April 2006 are on the website, so do check that out. You can listen on the website itself, so go for it.
Yeah. Absolutely amazing.
That's it for Facebook this week.
In that case, that concludes...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
And mercifully, it means we can play two songs in a row now, so I can have a rest from trying to speak. And haven't I made it easier for myself? Because we've got two bands now, The Chords and The Offenders. The Chords actually now are The Chords UK, which suggests to me that there's bands started in the States called The Chords. Although I think this may be an American release. So The Chords are The Chords UK for this release. I'm sure they just go in the UK by the name. The Chords, they were one of the mod revival bands of the late 70s, one of the better ones. We played them on the show before. They have new material out. I'm glad to hear that. All the way from Southeast London, Tony.
Mm.
What is The Chords Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheChords UK.
No, facebook.com/thechordsofficial page. Quality inset 2, Tony 1. Stay tuned for The Offenders and a little bit more traditional boot boy ska. But right now, this is I Can't Let Go.
People walking
You're listening to the dust of phonics underneath us right now, which may well be the most difficult word for someone with dentures to say ever. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I think I'm getting worse, aren't I? Well, then better. I should start being sensible. That was The Offenders and Harsh Reality from their new album, X. And what a great album of traditional kind of two-tone, old-school two-tone ska that album is. All the way from Berlin, Tony. What is The Offenders website?
TheOffenders.de.
No, TheOffenders.eu. I asked you a fortnight ago, but you've got a memory like a sieve.
I have.
And the Internet 3, Tony 1. That's The Harsh Reality. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Anyway, did you do anything last week? Please say yes, because I can't do a lot of talking, man.
So last week, I forgot to mention, last week, we went to... this show was a day late for a reason. I went to Birmingham again, because, you know, I do love me some Birmingham.
You can't get enough of that there Birmingham.
I don't know if it's the accent, I don't know if it's the shopping, I don't know if it's the custard factory.
Tony, I know, know it's none of those things.
So we went to the NEC, there was a show on, it was a Construction UK show featuring such topics such as regeneration of the housing stock and why are we not building enough houses. My other half, the beautiful Stephanie, is of course, she's in architecture, so I went along with her to that. So I spent a lovely day in Birmingham, and it was a good day. And
was it a bit of a letdown after Weird Al Yankovic the week before?
It wasn't the same, you know. It wasn't the same.
You're saying if they'd had him as a special guest at the construction... I can't talk, Tony.
No. There was a debate on the stage with that. You know, the George Clark from The Restoration Man, and John Humphreys was there.
Right.
And that was quite interesting, just talking about why we should, what we should do to fix the housing crisis and all that kind of stuff. But
what's the answer? Build more houses.
It was, pretty much. Yeah, you could have summed it up in all one day, really. It should have been a subtitle to the whole show. UK build Construction Week, houses. Build more houses.
Build more houses, yeah.
Yeah.
Surely if we build more houses and we build them a little bit higher...
Yeah,
more flats, more houses, all that sort of thing. We create employment and we create living space. I don't see what the problem is.
Thinner and higher, I think we'd make even more. I'm saying it's easy. Easy. Yeah.
And build them all out of sustainable materials and give them all solar panels on their roofs.
There you go.
And then we'll all get in our electric cars and drive off to the future.
Yeah.
Right.
Basically, that was it. Yeah. But yeah, it wasn't as good as a Weird Al, and there was no encores. So,
no encore. That might have been merciful.
It's going to go on all night.
If you were just reaching the exit and they started doing another 10 minutes, you'd have been a bit pissed off, wouldn't you?
Yeah. But yeah, that was it, really.
Right, well, what I did last week, Tony, I lived very quietly like a hermit, and I watched England play football twice. And we won both times against rubbish opposition. Well, and now we're going to have to start. This is football rather than rugby. I no longer watch rugby.
No.
I'm back to only watching football. After we made a mess of the cricket today as well, I only watch football again. As long as England are winning at football, I only watch football. When we start losing at football, you'll find I'm a cricket fan.
Right.
Until that time, I'm going to play you a song from the vaults that might not be from the vaults, all right?
Okay.
Argy Bargy!
Excellent.
I haven't played any Argy Bargy for ages. This is from their album before last, The Likes of Us. We managed to lose touch with Argy Bargy. I was in touch with Watford John and the boys for a short while. But we managed to lose touch. But we did get this album by Captain Oi in 2008. Their most recent album came out on another label, which is probably why we didn't get it. And I'm not sure that we have played this track before, but we have played tracks off this album before, and I've got a feeling the track we're about to play might have been co-written by the lead singer of Coxbarra.
Okay.
To make this a Super Oi song. But anyway, Argy Bargy from the album The Likes of Us. I don't think we played this song before, you know, but it is from the vaults. Absolutely brilliant. It's a great album. It's called The Likes of Us. You can still order it via the Argy Bargy website, Tony, which is?
argybargy.com?
argybargyuk.co.uk. Quite confusing.
Wow.
argybargyuk.co.uk, and Argy Bargy is argybargyuk.co.uk. I've said that several times now, and Tony, you know what?
What's that?
I'll be there for you. You're listening to Tesoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I think that might be the hardest thing for me to say. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. I'm finding it very, very difficult. There was Argy Bargy, and I'll Be There For You. Fortunately, mercifully, not a cover version of that wanky Rembrandt song from Friends. Do you think it might have been that? When people see it's listed,
yeah,
you think they'll think Argy Bargy have covered that? I'll be there for you. It's a big baby.
I did wonder if it was a punk cover or a destroying.
Dreadful. Where is that Argy Bargy song? Brilliant. Cool. I have spoken, kind of, with a whistle. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for this. Could be funny.
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 bar.
Oh, not too bad.
Yeah. Yep. More week. More gigs at the 12 bar. Another week at the 12 bar. Yeah, it's still on Holloway Road in London. Do check it out if you have nothing to do in an evening. There's usually something on. I'm going to do Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week. And here we go. Thursday night. Yeah.
My mouth is also numb and swollen from the injections I had today. So I had two teeth extracted as well. I should point that out. When that's all gone down, I will sound a bit more sensible.
Yes.
Yeah. There's always, I just thought of that. I forgot to say I was numb and swollen as well.
I had my braces fitted nearly 3.5 years ago. It was like,
is it that long?
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be more or less 4 years, I think, when I finished them.
Yeah. But you had tooth correction. I've got tooth replacement.
Yeah. Is there anything that fucks about with your mouth there, isn't it? It's something.
Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt. I just suddenly wanted to justify myself somewhat.
No, don't need to.
Right.
Thursday night. Dead or Alive presents Drowned Out, The Maple Kind, Vinyl Cartel, Fat Disciples, and Alfie Garnett. Yeah, that's all the information. I was thinking Alf Garnett, because there used to be a band called that in Mansfield, but I don't think it's.
Oh, yeah, but there used to be a TV character called Alf Garnett, played by Warren Mitchell.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
That was a little bit more.
Isn't it just two bands have the same idea? No.
Yeah.
How much do you think that is?
£6.
It is.
Wow, got one right. I haven't got one right in ages.
There you go.
Feels like it.
Friday night, 16th, it's the Rocks Jam. It's a fundraiser for Ox Jam. Guns of Anarchy, Hammerjack, and Salt Lake. It's a Friday night, but it is an Ox Jam night.
Fundraiser.
How much do you think?
It could be free entry with a bucket. I'm going to go £6.
It's free entry with a bucket.
Oh!
Yeah, so do check that out. Free entry, donation box on the door, and also one by the bar. So do check that out if you are around. And finally, Saturday night. Now, I don't have a price for this, but it's the only week I have to read out. East Road Plane. I have no more information. I don't even know who they are, but they play on the Saturday night.
Well, I'm not taking a guess then.
No, I don't know. I'm assuming free entry because there is no price listed, but Saturday night, 12 bar. It could be £6, it could be free. If you do know who East Road are and do want to check them out.
It could be £500 they could pay you to get in. Eastfield, exactly. I doubt very much is free.
No. So
they seem to play the 12 bar sort of once a year, don't they? Once or twice a year, Eastfield. Very good live band, very good agit punk.
East Road.
Oh, East Road, as was at Eastfield.
No, East Road.
East Road, no idea.
I have no idea. No idea at all.
Let's just move on.
Okay. That's it though.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 bar.
And rather inconclusive.
Yeah.
Right, two songs in a row again.
Okay.
I'm not mucking about this time. I'm going to tell you all about The Highs after we've heard both songs. But first up, a band called Random Hand that we played the other week. Absolutely brilliant ska punk. Got a new album out, all the way from Keithley. You might remember we discussed this 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
This is another track of their album, which I now have, because I was just sent one track, and now I've got the whole album. Absolutely love it. Recommend it. You definitely want to buy it as soon as you can. What is Random Hand's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/RandomHand.
It is. Only two. Poorly the Internet, 4. Death by Pitchforks. We'll be right back.
mob can't be the majority. Don't push this, now we gotta rush the crowd. One blast and we lost our democracy. All sad of debris and hypocrisy. I don't trust this, how can this be justice now?
Listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm getting through this just about.
You are.
That was a band called The Highs, or possibly The Haze. I'm afraid I can't I don't really understand phonetic pronunciation completely. That's not easy to say with most people. I'm calling them the Hives. A track called SOS Rock and Roll, all the way from Tokyo, Tony.
Okay, nice.
What is the Hives' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheHives?
Well, it could be.
Right.
Except the one I looked at says Facebook.com/TheHives. /@_24051679445. So do you
I'm
think
taking
just,
that. Yeah, what, that's fine.
So do you think they've done that through their phone, but if you type in the Hives, you'll find them?
Yeah.
So you have actually said you're having that without me making the decision on it?
Yeah. Yeah, because if it was something else, it would be /pages/number/name.
So you're having the Hives. So, right, okay, mate.
I'm playing my web developer get out of jail free card.
Just the way he said, I'm checking that. Like, all right, Tony.
It was a bit
all
aggressive.
Right, you're checking it.
I feel a bit aggressive this week. I don't know what it is.
Well, it's because you know I'm vulnerable.
I guess it might be, you know.
Only three, probably be in Internet 4. So the Hives, the reason I think they're pronounced the Hives is because phonetically they've got that D with a cross through it, which is a Scandinavian Danish thing. And it's D-E, the, and then Hives. So the fact they're spelled the Hives and they're pronounced the Hives suggests to me that they are the Hives. I can only imagine that that's to help Japanese people wanting to know how to say them properly. But they are a vintage garage style band and absolutely brilliant. And I've only got two tracks by them, and we will be playing the other track that I have by them very, very soon. And I love them.
Okay, excellent. Good.
Are you doing anything this week?
No. We are doing lots of house things, trying to get drawing a line in November, like wake up for winter. So for the next 2 months, it's pretty house orientated, and trying to sell my house. Obviously, still hopefully that'll be all right going through. What are you up to?
I'm going to see Devilish Presley on Sunday. I'm going to watch Nottingham Forest live on the TV on Friday. I'm starting to pack boxes up in my own flat, and I'm going to try not to do any talking.
Right. That is a lot.
Yes. And there you go. You were supposed to help me out on this bit, but you had nothing to add.
I've got nothing on.
Now that's interesting.
Well, it's always the case, isn't it?
Is it always the case? Do you always make Punky naked?
Well...
Because you didn't when I came round.
Well, obviously... I'm wearing my winter sportswear, my super dry top and my matching bottoms. I am quite the chav at the moment, but I am cosy. So that's
why don't that. You go, why don't you stick a baseball cap on and go out and nick a car? Let's play
a flat tyre this week. That was awful.
Oh, you got a flat tyre this week?
I had a flat tyre this week. A little screw stuck in it, so I had to change that and get a new one fitted. See, that's how exciting my week gets.
But look, I can't offer a lot more other than Devilish Presley this Sunday. I will tell you all about the gig next week, and they're on in Kettering this Sunday. Should have put that in the gig guide actually, but as part of their farewell tour, and I'm looking forward to seeing them very much. Right, we played a track by this band before, Bouquet of Dead Crows, but I can't remember how long ago, all the way from Cambridge. A little bit more. It's metal, Tony. It's kind of rock, metal, catchy, like it sort of thing. Are you happy with that?
Yeah.
What's their website then?
BouquetDeadCrows.com?
It is indeed, and this is The Fundamental Flaw of Solitude.
To give the love that burns your soul.
listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Bouquet of Dead Crows and the Fundamental Flaw of Solitude. Of course, the fundamental flaw of solitude is that you've got no one to play Twister with.
It is true.
It is true. And also, I didn't mention in the last week, because I got a little bit confused. It is Tony 4, Paul of the Internet 4, and with only one band to go, things just got interesting.
Excellent.
Have you got a twat?
Kind of, no, yes. I've got something.
Right.
I've got a twat That's update. It,
yeah. Okay.
But
not
yeah.
Like Uncle Randy, is it?
No, but when it popped up, I did think it was, but it's not. If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. I'll read this email out, but it's from, I'll read it out. It's from Greg Cooper. He said, I'm a few weeks behind in my podcast listening and just listening to the 26th of August, 2015 Late Summer Special, driving from Stratford to Auckland on a sunny Sunday afternoon. Paul requested an update on the bridge burning is a twat.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, so this is where we did I did my favourite twat so far this year. And we did a bridge burning twat. So this, and we asked for an update, and here we go. The bridge has been knocked down and rebuilt, and the new motorway was opened on time by the New Zealand Prime Minister a couple of weeks before this podcast aired. The police haven't caught the miscreants, but not for want of trying. The boys in blue have chased down every possible lead to no avail and have kept us informed along the way. I presented a paper on the fire and the rebuild at the 2015 New Zealand Concrete Conference on the Thursday before listening to the podcast, sharing the learning with great and the good of concrete world. And whilst not exactly crass at the 100 Club, the Concrete Conference is more interesting than Paul imagines, and with much better catering. And instead, I'll admit the rush hour
it
chaos...
It would be much better catering than the 100 Club, actually. Yeah.
I'll admit rush hour chaos isn't quite of a shed load as blocked the North Circular portions, but it still furrows at a standstill. 9,000 vehicles late for tea. Love to your mother's Big Papa Bear.
Yeah, thanks very much, Big Papa Bear, for the update.
Yes. We don't get many twat updates, and we would love to hear one about Uncle Randy.
So are you going to now explain about twats and stuff?
I did previously.
Right, in that case then, let's keep on the theme of burning bridges with a band called Smoky Bastard. That's easy to say with no teeth. This is my favourite song of this year.
Right, good.
That's quite a claim, isn't it?
Wow.
A new album by Smoky Bastard, fairly controversial for various different reasons. Now, folk punk, Tony, has never been one of my favourite things.
It hasn't.
But certain bands do it very, very well.
Yeah.
Smoke Bastard was set up as a UK version of Flogging Molly, etc., etc., or Dropkick Murphys. But I think they're a lot more interesting than either of those bands, to be honest. And I think they actually sound a bit more Eastern European influence than Irish influence. And certainly the track I'm about to play reminds me very much of some Leningrad Cowboys material.
Okay.
And Gogol Bordello.
Yeah.
Deal. Right. And I absolutely love it. It's from their latest album. It's a really, really good album. And I really, really like this track. And I've saved it till last so I can sort of be a bit gushing about it. Because gushing is easy to say with dentures. Jesus. That's a little bit easier. Anyway, Tony, I'm loving this track and I want you to enjoy it. It's like a little 3.5 minute folk punk opera of a song.
Ooh.
You know, I get a bit carried away with certain things, don't I? I listened to it this afternoon, and then I listened to it again, and then I listened to it again, and then I listened to it again, and I thought quite clearly, I love this song. Right?
Yeah.
What is Smoky Bastard's website?
SmokyBastard.co.uk.
Yes, SmokyBastard.com. Oh. Get it. Just 40 being in Z5, Tony 4. It's a cheap victory, Tony, to be honest. But after you said, I'm teching that with the other one. Enjoy this. Enjoy it a lot. This is Baba Yaga. We'll be right back.
slammed mortar in full flight then. Isabella, run from the Baba Yaga, run from the Baba Yaga, run, go, run, go, run. If the Baba Yaga, if the Baba Yaga, if the Baba Yaga catches you, you're done. Stepmother and a cruel stepsister to a nevertheless figure to get anything done. Living little Isabella is the only one to venture out into the forest where the story's told of a man of holy people, compassion is aboard, and of overwhelming power, Baba Yaga and fame for appetite, shoot him out, as father used to say. When he made Isabella felt enough for over on that she was still out in the forest when she should have been at home, and squinting at the daddies for a light to be a guide, so the flicker of a lantern in the distance decided to make her way towards the life. But little did she know, Baba Yaga watched her as she went below, swooping out to cut the book, all in her heaven sang, took her back, sir, and the chicken leg shag. Isabella, beware the Baba Yaga if you're caught out late at night then. Isabella, if you see the Baba Yaga, pistol and mortar in full flight then. Isabella, run from the Baba Yaga, run from the Baba Yaga, run, go, run, go, run. If the Baba Yaga catches you, you're done. Each day she had to clean the house and yard and pick the black grains and the white peas from the never-ending wheat. Cook supper from the mushrooms in the wood the way the Baba Yaga would, and press the oil from poppy seeds. She worked her fingers to the bone, and when she thought she was alone, she knelt and clasped her hands to pray. No sooner had she started speaking, Baba Yaga stood there screeching, broken, crippled, howling out in pain. Isabella took a touch of butter for the door, her pad is covered through the window where she had before. She came in the hospital, got the dreadful witch in charge. She lost her feeling, fell like her head on something hard. And that was the last we ever saw of Isabella. Beware the Baba Yaga if you're caught out late at night then. Isabella, if you see the Baba Yaga, pistol and mortar in full flight then. Isabella, run from the Baba Yaga, run from the Baba Yaga, run, go, run, go, run. Isabella, 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 beware the Baba Yaga if you're caught out late at night then. Isabella, if you see the Baba Yaga, pistol and mortar in full flight then. Isabella, run from the Baba Yaga, run from the Baba Yaga, run, go, run.
That's about the size of it for this week, Tony. You've had a good time?
I have.
Have Me you? Too.
Good.
Despite everything, hopefully I'll make a bit more sense next week than I have this week. Maybe you could remind people of the internet stations that carry the show.
Yeah, we are on Padunk, which you can find at padunkradio.com, Radio Andrew, which is radioandrew.se, and we're on TBFM, which you can find tbfmonline.co.uk.
And we also want you to give us an iTunes review, don't we? Just remind them of that.
Yeah, please do. Go to punkyradio.com. There's an iTunes link. Hit that and you can review us from there. If you're not in the UK or the US, if you email me your review, we'll feature it on the show. Please do review us. We've tried to move up the... No, we're not trying to move up the charts, but we've just moved category. So we've kind of dropped quite a lot in the rankings, and there is some quite poor podcasts above us. So if you do like, because you do listen to us and you haven't reviewed us, please take a moment and do review us.
Yes, and we would very much appreciate that. It doesn't take very long at all. I might see some of you at Devilish Presley this Sunday, teeth permitting. And up until then, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apu, apu.
Budgerigar. Budgerigar.